Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We now are joined by the voice you just heard, Jim Donovan, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jim, so much joy in the air. We could hear it in your voice. We had Daryl Ryder on earlier. He was giddy. Fans are into it. Everybody wants to keep the staff now after a win. How good does that feel, Jim?
Oh, it feels great. I mean, to be in December and to be playing in games that really mean something, and to be playing well, too, winners of three out of the last four games, I just think it's the sign of really good things that are going to continue to come now. I really think this whole thing, this whole project that has been so difficult to get moving in the right direction is definitely moving in the right direction.
Jim, I wish I could play back to you later this week how Daryl sounded. He sounded crazed. It was amazing. And he usually sounds so down during this time of year. We haven't even seen it like this in a long, long time. It's been a while, not since, honestly. They're 5-7-1, so I don't want to get too crazy, but run, William, run, because it actually matters in December, maybe a little bit at the beginning of December during the Brian Hoyer slash you-know-who season. So it feels palpable because you have Baker Mayfield there, and with the way this team is going, there's a lot of confidence. There's a lot of guys picking each other up. How much do you give to Greg Williams, Freddie Kitchens, the coaching staff, in comparison to Baker Mayfield, the guy who's actually going out there and playing on the field, to rally these guys and get them to play for each other?
Well, I give them a lot of credit, Ken. I really do. I think that was a shocking day when those coaches were fired. And, within an hour of each other on a Monday after a game the preceding day. So, I mean, I think that was either going to go one way or the other. And it was going to be, from one end of the spectrum to the other. I think it was either going to be a total disaster, and you were going to be really dealing with a team that would spin out of control, and there'd be a lot of people kind of looking to get the cars packed up in the parking lot and get out of here and move on to next season and wonder about what the coaches are going to do. And you could have a very distracted staff that remained here in Cleveland that would be saying, well, listen, I got to use this time to really start putting my name out there to try and get another job. But it's been totally the other way. I mean, they really dug in, and I think that's the key thing. They really dug in and almost went back to kind of like a training camp kind of atmosphere when this happened. I mean, it wasn't July. It was into the season, eight games into the year, and I think they kind of went back to some basics, and I think I give Greg a lot of credit for that, and I think Freddie Kitchens really, showed that he was an offensive coordinator in the waiting and has handled it perfectly, and I think the rest of the staff has done a great job, too, because they are very, very focused in on what the week is and who they have to play and how they have to win to try and turn it around and get the right result on Sunday. So I give them, two thumbs up for the job that they have done since they took over.
It was another big day for Myles Garrett. A lot of people have been hard on him since last year and going into this year. Do you think part of that's because of the history of first-round picks before him and those being busts?
Well, I think, first of all, I think that people measure everything, and it's easy to do. I think at that position, Ken, you measure everything in sacks. I think that's the number everybody's looking at is sacks. And, of course, now he's up there in sack numbers. But he is so dominant at times. If you can take your eyes sometimes and just focus it in on him and maybe not in the total picture of the play, I mean – there are a lot of times that he is doing things on his end that allows so many other people to make really good plays on their end, because he commands so much attention from the other team's offense to try and keep him away from their quarterback and try and really basically keep their quarterback safe. And he's so good at that. So I think that, I think that basically, you know, are people saying, oh, no, is this another Courtney Brown? Well, it's not even close. I mean, Courtney Brown, first of all, just, you know, for a guy that was never hurt during his career at all when he got through Penn State and came to Cleveland, he was always hurt when he came to the Browns, and that was a run of bad luck. And there were moments where Courtney Brown was good and dominant. But this guy is, you know, he's just really dominant, I think, every week, even if we expect him to get, you know, have a 4-sack day. And I think there probably is a 3-4-sack day, you know, in his future. And hopefully maybe, you know, in these last 3 games, he'll pop one of those. But I really think you really jip yourself if you don't take a look at the whole picture and pull yourself back a little bit on a play and watch what he does. Because a lot of times what they do, you know, effectively, defensively, is because, you know, he is just commanding so much attention.
It seems like when we are watching him, and I think a lot of people do try to pay attention to him for at least argument's sake, is that there are a lot of times where I think he's getting hooked. I think he's getting, and not in the sense of, wow, he got hooked and you got to have better positioning. Like, he's getting held. And I think Doug's noticed that a few times there. Is there a point maybe there he becomes a veteran and he starts to get those calls? Or is it just, listen, we could call it on every play. We can't call it on every play. You're just going to have to deal with this.
I think he's going to get those calls. I really do. I think it's, you know, it's like everything else. I think they're going to start as a team to get some calls as they go up the ladder a little bit in respectability, and people give them the benefit of the doubt and the benefit of throwing a flag, when it goes in their favor. I really do. I think it's just kind of like a subconscious thing that happens in the NFL, in the NBA, in Major League Baseball, where a guy that has a great, you know, average and really kind of works a pitcher ends up getting, you know, a wider strike zone, or a tighter strike zone than the other guy gets that's hitting .210. So I think that is going to happen. And I think that he's just going to continue to get better and better, because I really think it's very, very important to him to be like that. And I think that a lot of people too hear the comparisons to Bruce Smith and other players, and even the guy that played yesterday, you know, earlier in his career, Julius Peppers, and they say, okay, you know, when is he going to have that absolute game that he's just going to dominate the game? And I think it's on the horizon. It will happen, and then, you know, you're going to just see it just grow from that point.
Jim Donovan, voice of the Browns, joining us on the hotline. Last week, we didn't get one Greg Williams call about him being retained. We really didn't. And look, they lost one game, and everybody fell off the bandwagon. Today, it's been almost unanimous. People want Greg Williams as the next head coach. I hope that while I'm excited to see how these guys are playing and that they're winning games and getting us in the hunt for the playoffs, I hope John Dorsey and Jimmy Haslam aren't as emotional about this as the fans are.
Well, you're right. Yeah, I agree with you on that, Anthony. I really do. You know, I'm going to tell you this, though. You know, I sit with Greg like every Friday to do his pregame interview before the game that is aired before the game, and we sit and talk, and he never, ever even brings it up. He never, ever takes you aside and campaigns for the job or says what he is doing to try and build himself up in your eyes so that you could present that, for instance, on a broadcast. I can tell you this. There were a lot of times when I was doing games for NBC Sports that you would go in on a Friday and you would interview, a coaching staff, and you would meet with a coordinator. And the coordinator would really sometimes come out and, you know, give you stuff for the broadcast, hoping that you would kind of give him a plus on the broadcast. And it was all for, you know, the mission of trying to get a head coaching job. I can remember Wade Phillips telling me when he was the defensive coordinator of the Broncos one time, hey, listen, I really want, you know, anything you can do on the broadcast to help me would be great, because I really want to become a head coach, which he eventually did a couple of times. There is none of that with Greg, because Greg is so focused in on the game that is coming up. I really do believe this guy loves the day-to-day aspect of coaching. And the big picture doesn't enter in because he is so focused in on the game coming up that particular week. And I do agree with you. In this very, very important job of finding the next head coach of the team, it's got to be a very sensible decision. It can't be a, you know, just a flinch and say, okay, today's the day. You know, they won yesterday. Greg Williams becomes the head coach today. It's a very, very important decision that you have to weigh out, and I think it takes time to do it, and I think that that's what they'll do, hopefully.
Jim Donovan with us on the hotline. It's a good answer, because if fans are like, why would you want to stop any of this? It's the ball is moving in the right direction, and I get that. I just know that they're going to be able to get the best candidate. And hey, if Greg Williams is the best candidate, no one saw that coming,
you know,
7 weeks ago, but they are proving it. They are playing better and better, and a lot of the mistakes have gone down. With that said, Jim, defensively, and you know, we're nitpicking because as you get to be a better team, we're going to nitpick a little bit some of the things that could be holding them back. I know they only gave up a field goal in the second half. I did not think the defense played that well at all. I thought Cam Newton was missing open guys. He's having problems with his shoulder. What did you think of the defense yesterday? Because the tackling was abysmal.
Well, yeah, and that's where it started. The tackling was very rough. It was beyond rough. It was, if you're giving it a letter grade, I mean, it'd be tough to give it a D, the way it went. I mean, there were some plays that you just said, wow, I mean, that's... It's not good at all. I mean, the one time with the wide receiver, Moore caught a little slant and bumped into like five guys and broke out of the pack and ran for 40 yards. I mean, that gets you beat, and it almost got them beat yesterday. The other thing was that I thought that they had a decent plan to defend Christian McCaffrey, and I realized his numbers were, you know, actually when you look back at statistically, they did a good job on him. But when you visually watch what they were doing, I thought that they threw an umbrella around him. They would have three guys around him, but then they would just get around him and nobody would commit and go make the tackle. I just kind of thought they were around him and then he would, you know, bust through it. And he's got great speed anyway. So, yeah, I was worried about the defense. And I think that, your observation on Cam Newton was right. I mean, he came apart mechanically as the game went along. He got wild. He got wild high as he was trying to really put a lot into it, and that led to the final interception by Randall. He missed those guys in the end zone on that drive that had them inside the Browns' 10-yard line down by the three. They blitzed all out on that fourth down play, and they didn't get there, really. And he missed that guy in the corner of the end zone with Brian Body Calhoun well off of him. I was concerned about the defense as the day went on, but there was a confidence in the – you know, there was just a sense yesterday throughout the day that I always felt that the offense was going to be able to handle it and they were going to be able to score. The only thing that worried me was on that last drive, I mean, that clock really started to go down because you were down to that two-minute situation. And the Browns, even though they would have had all of their timeouts left, if they had fallen behind, you know, with that missed extra point being a huge factor at that point in the game, if they had fallen behind by a point, it really would have been a big problem, I think, because of the time aspect. But they did come through, and I thought overall, statistically, they'll look back and say, we were okay, but you're right. I mean, you know, technically speaking, I'm sure Greg went right in their ear at halftime and told them that they had to tackle better because it was a little bit better in the second half. But it was their worst day of tackling in a long time.
The great Jim Donovan with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Did you hear Baker's comments about the crowd?
I did, yeah, I did. Here's the thing I think. I think that this is surprising to him probably yesterday. And I think he is very dialed in on everything. I mean, I think he, you know, some guys would say, I didn't even hear the crowd or I didn't even notice the crowd. I think he does. And I think he says it too. And he did yesterday. But I think he's looking at it from this standpoint. When he went out on the field in Norman, Oklahoma, there were no empty seats, no matter who they were playing. I mean, it's just like going down to Columbus and watching Ohio State. It doesn't matter if they're playing, you know, Akron or Michigan, it's packed. Okay. And I think that a player like Baker Mayfield says to himself, you know, I'm just not used to this, and we're at home. And I think that that's why he said that. I think it was more of a situation. I think he wants the place to be packed, and I think it will be. I mean, I really do. I don't think he's going to have to worry about that if they continue to play this way, because I think it's going to be a must. You know, it's going to be a place that you want to be in, no matter what the weather situation is, no matter how much a beer costs, no matter how much a hot dog costs. No matter how much it is to park, once you get to that point where you're playing in big games, big relevant games that have playoff scenarios wrapped around them, the place is going to be packed and it's going to be the best place in the NFL. I would promise him that. I would say to him that, hey, listen, you know, there's been a lot of history here, and unfortunately it's been dismal for a long time, and that's why it's going to take people a little time to squirrel away the money and say, hey, listen, I'm back in. But it will happen. But I think it's the whole, he always played in front of huge crowds in college, and this is, I think it surprises him.
Yeah, you know, we were having a discussion off the air how much of a deal we wanted to make of it today because, you know, Baker's saying what he should say. Yeah, I want to see the fans. He's not taking shots at the fans. I think he probably is a little surprised. I'm a little surprised, and then I'm not. I'm surprised that with the number one overall pick and one of the most exciting teams that the Browns have had in years, or right now, even in the NFL, they're one of the more exciting teams. I thought the fans would be back, and obviously there's a lot of empty seats still in the top. With that said, Jim, the last two games were on the road, and I loved watching those games on my couch. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Not to have to leave the confines of the place.
Right.
And I just wonder if football's going in that direction around the NFL, and even in college. I've never seen so many empty seats at Buckeyes games. Now, I know at Notre Dame they all go, Jim, obviously. That's Notre Dame. But
well, it's the whole going to mass thing.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. I mean, that's the whole thing there, you know?
That's the whole thing. Forgot what mass looked like. But I am curious. Do you think it's a football thing? You think they will be back? You think even
I
though
I really do. I think it's the LeBron factor too. I really do. I think it. You know, once LeBron came back, it was the place you had to be. When Jacobs Field opened up, it was the place you had to be. It has not been the place you need to be for a long, long time. It is just about ready to turn the corner and become that.
Yeah.
I mean, if they came back and they were playing the Bengals in a couple of weeks, and if they were playing on that Sunday, and if they win, they're in. Or, you know, or if it's very, very close and they're still alive, I think the place is packed. I really do. And I think it's loud. And I think it's just going to take a little bit more. I'm going to sit back and watch and see this before I commit to going down there. Then I think the Browns are going to have a very brisk offseason business-wise as far as people committing and saying, hey, listen, I'm all in. I definitely want to use a cab playoff phrase. I'm all in. I want to be a part of this thing. I don't want to be sitting on the, you know, in my family room watching the game. I'll watch them on the road, but I want to be in. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to happen. But I think that this was this was definitely the most deserving wait and see attitude by fans in the NFL, I think. But no doubt that I believe that, you know, history's going to prove that once they win, they're going to be a must-have ticket.
All right, selling season tickets and calling the games. It's Jim
Thank
Donovan.
You, yeah.
All right, Jim. Hopefully they give you a cut. Thanks for joining us.
Take care, guys. Have a good week.
All right, there he is, Jim Donovan, North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge. I mean, he's right. I mean, if this were a win or go home, you know, a make or break game, yeah, I doubt we'd see much orange, even in the 500 section. I think Jim is right.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to take a little bit of time. I have one theory about that. I think it's for tomorrow. I really do. Because today's a victory Monday.
Yeah.
A lot of people are excited about it. But you realize it's been a while. And going into that game, there was something I was picking up there that I do want to bring up tomorrow again. Because I think part of it is training a little bit for a fan. But we'll get into that on another day. Because today's a big day for beating the Panthers. Looking at it at 5-7-1 and now trying to find an opportunity for the future.
And today has also been a Greg Williams day. We've had our Josh McDaniels days. We've had our Matt Campbell days. Today, and deservedly so, after another victory, 3 out of 4 now, it's a Greg Williams day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.